Senate Bills 176 and 192, Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now ask that Senate Bills 176 and 192 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 15th. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. And for the benefit of the body, this is the bridge naming bill that we've talked about and has been covered a little bit over the last few weeks to name the new Mississippi River Bridge from Illinois into Missouri on the north side of St. Louis, named after Stan the Man Musial. Upon his passing a month or so ago, I guess now, we observed a moment of silence, and I was very heartened by the fact that so many other members had so many great memories of his life and his career. We're all very familiar with the statistics, you know, the .331 lifetime batting average, the three world championships, the 24 All-Star games, all of the things that he did on the field, and which made him one of the best baseball players that ever lived. It's certainly the greatest. Certainly the greatest cardinal of them all. And so we're all very, very familiar with that. But I think what was more impressive for me and was really unique in the sports world and in among celebrity, I guess, nowadays, was upon his passing, all of the stories of what kind of a person he was and how he treated everyone the same, whether it was the president or a bat boy or someone that he had never met before and just gave an autograph to. And those of you who've ever been to Busch Stadium, whether it was Busch 2 or Busch 3 now, that Stan Musial statue is a real gathering place. It brings people together. Meet me down at the Musial statue before the game. And I think that's very appropriate for the kind of person that he was. And I also think, as I said in the committee, bridges at the heart of it, if you really get down to what bridges do, they connect people. They bring people together. And I think that's a fitting tribute to Stan the Man Musial also, for this bridge to be a place that welcomes us back from journeys afar and visitors to our great state. And so with that, Mr. President, I also want to thank the Senator from the 24th, who has worked very hard on this too. We filed the bill the same day, and this combines those two bills in order for us to move forward and get on with the idea of naming the bridge after Stan the Man Musial. So with that, Mr. President, I would renew my motion for the adoption.
Senator from the 15th is moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192. Senator from Jefferson, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from the 15th briefly.
Does the Senator from the 15th yield?
Yes.
Senator, thank you for filing this bill. As somebody that has filed bills like this in the past, this is a more appropriate way to honor somebody after the book has been written. The most amazing statistic, I think, in baseball is one that Stan Musial has. He has 3,630 hits. A level of consistency in that is that he had 1,815 hits at home, 1,815 hits on the road. It's an amazing statistic. And then secondly, you know, he's from a different era, and I gave your father a book to read called The Summer of 1964. It was about the Cardinals and the Yankees. In that book, it talked about Stan Musial, and in 1959, he felt like he did not perform up to his own standards, so he did something that you would never hear of today. He returned a portion of his salary to the Cardinals because he didn't feel like he performed well enough. That is how admirable this guy is.
And I think that statistic that you cited, too, is noteworthy, because not only does it speak to this consistency on the field, but balance. And balance is a word that for a man that balanced his family life and his professional life, who balanced being somebody who was at the pinnacle of success, and yet had that rarest of trait, which was humility.
And I don't think around the country he was recognized for how great he was. There, I have 20 Stan Musial autographs. Two of my favorite is a Sporting News cover where they ranked the top player of the decade, and it was voted on by his peers. And we're talking about Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and the greats of that era. And those players said that the greatest player was Stan Musial, and that says a lot. And number two, I think my favorite Stan Musial autograph that I have is 1961, I believe, and it's the All-Star Game in Washington Senators. And pictures tell a thousand stories. And in the picture, it shows Stan Musial going up into the crowd, shaking President Kennedy's hand. You can see up on the facade, number 24 is coming up to bat. So you know it's Willie Mays is going to lead the game off. And the greatest thing about this picture is this is in the heart of the civil rights movement, where there was a lot of hatred in our country. And in the forefront look like to be around 9 or 10 years old, a young white kid and a young black kid, and they're talking to each other, and they're completely oblivious to race. And that's one of my favorite pictures.
I heard a great story too. The MLB Network is something I watch a lot when I get all TiVo things, and they had Bob Costas was interviewing Hank Aaron, and when he first broke into the major leagues, obviously was you still had this race barrier that Major League Baseball was dealing with. And it was in an All-Star game, and there was still the clubhouse was kind of segregated to some degree, and the African-American players, including Hank Aaron, are playing cards. And Musial comes down, and he, just in a very subtle way, sits down and says, hey, fellas, deal me in. And it was a very, understated gesture, but that's what he did, And that post... That Saturday Evening Post, I think, the one where he's signing autographs, is the really famous picture of him or portrait. I think that's appropriate too, kind of like what you're talking about. He's there signing autographs for these kids.
And he did it till the day he died.
Yeah.
And secondly, I know the senator from St. Francis is going to offer an amendment, and I'm very pleased that you're willing to take that. There was a young man who fell to his death on that bridge, and it's appropriate that person is honored too. And I appreciate your work on this, a senator from the 24th. As you know, I could talk baseball all day, but
yeah, I'll maybe another time we can do that.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Genevieve. Excuse me, Senator from the 24th. For what purpose do you seek recognition?
Require the Senator from the 15th.
Does the Senator from the 15th yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
So, Senator, it was a pretty interesting weekend upon Stan's demise. The reaction of the city was quite extraordinary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
I know we kind of both woke up with the same idea. There are times when we're down here where we have very difficult challenges, difficult problems we're trying to solve, but this is one of the one where it was easy, wasn't it, to think
yeah,
of the right thing to do?
Yeah, it seemed very appropriate and easy, and I think brings people together.
No, I think that, sometimes we spend, a certain amount of time in our ivory tower trying to contemplate the principal stand to take and then bring it down to kind of the street level, the gut level, and then execute it. But this is one of those instances where everyone's gut reaction is that this is what we should do going forward.
Yep, and I agree. And his ability to bring people together, is a model for all of us.
So let's get her done.
Yep.
Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Please send the amendment forward.
Amendment has been distributed.
As for the waiver of the reading, Senator?
Please.
Okay. It's given. Senator from St. Genevieve.
I was very proud to have the opportunity to be one of the co-sponsors on Senate Bill 176 and 192. But for those of you that are not familiar, Andy Gammon was a carpenter from Park Hills, my district, who lost his life last spring while working construction on the bridge. Our office has worked with the family in an effort to make sure Andy's memory is honored, and we feel that this measure will provide an appropriate tribute to Andy. Currently, the section of Interstate 70 running through the city of St. Louis is named the Mark Twain Highway. This bill designates a section of Mark Twain Highway from mile marker 248 to the Illinois border, the center of the river. As the Andy Gammon Memorial Highway, we will designate and have plaque placed appropriately. Mile marker 248 stands just a few miles north of the new bridge. Essentially, this act will name the highway running across the new Mississippi River Bridge up to the Illinois border after Andy Gammon. Signs erected for this designation will be paid for by private donations. I want to make a note. This amendment changes the titling of SB 176 and 192 by removing the new Mississippi River Bridge and inserting highway infrastructure to include both the highway and the bridge. Additionally, Senate Bill 176 and 192 are contingent to an effective date because the naming of the bridge is subject to consent from the state of Illinois. This amendment further changes the titling to specify that the naming of highway is not contingent to the effective date relating to the naming of bridge and can instead go into effect immediately upon its passing.
Did he move? Senator from St. Genevieve has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the 3rd.
Does the senator from St. Genevieve yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for bringing this forward. I've been on jobs where folks have been killed, and there's never anything left to show from where they are. I mean, we often forget about them. You know, we take care of their families. A couple years later, it's history. But this will be a monument to this young man and his family that will always be on that bridge when we cross in from Missouri into Illinois or Illinois into Missouri. And I appreciate you bringing this forward.
Thank you very much, Senator.
I also appreciate you working with everybody to meet the ends of both parties, the Stan Musial Bridge and honoring this young man and his family.
Well, I appreciate that. My dad was a heavy equipment operator.
I know that.
He operated cranes on barges, and so I understand the dangers, and so I think it's very appropriate that we take and honor this member of the construction family and our district and family.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 15th, for what purpose do you seek recognition? Proceed.
The senator from St. Genevieve and I have talked about this. I think this is appropriate. When we actually heard the bill in the senator from the 6th, or Coles, committee, his friend, his best friend, came forward and testified, and they had an effort to have the bridge memorialized in his friend's name. And so as we tried to figure out a way to do both, this is, I think, an appropriate way to do it. And I also want to thank the senator from the 5th District for her classiness in allowing this thing to move forward, and hopefully we can get this thing done. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the amendment? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from St. Genevieve has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 1. We're back on the adoption of the committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Can I inquire of the senator of the 15th, please?
Does the senator from the 15th yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to bring forward a little-known fact quickly. And I support this, obviously, as you well know. But the previous senator from Jefferson, the smarter one, the older one, he and I were tasked back in our old commission days by the governor to meet with the folks from IDOT to keep this project alive. This project, as many in this body may recall, was originally slated to be a toll bridge, and Illinois did not want that to happen, and the whole project was going to get scrapped. So there were hundreds of people, literally, who tried to work to save the project. And the previous senator from Jefferson and I went to Illinois many times and met with Representative Huffman, who was their chair of transportation, and also former Governor Blagojevich's college roommate. And one of the last things we got down to negotiation is they wanted the name rights. And I just want to let people know that the former senator from Jefferson pulled me aside and said, we are not giving up the name rights to this. And so it sticks near and dear to my heart as we proceed with this legislation on a project that almost died 10 times, barely, that now it's not only alive and out of the river and you've seen it, but we're at the point we are today. So I just wanted to give you that little piece of history. And by the way, I went to the signing that we hosted when Governor Blunt and Governor Blagojevich signed the contracts to move this project forward. And they signed one too many contract, and I still have that contract signed by Governor Blagojevich and his pens. And I always think maybe I should put them on eBay.
You should. You could send him a note in prison, too, probably, right?
Well, I could use it to help pay for the signage.
Well, thanks for your work on the commission. And those little things sometimes, like the naming rights, you should be proud that you and the senator from Jefferson's father held firm on that. So,
with the time, we never realized how it was ever going to come up. But it's just interesting that we're at that point now today. So thank you for what
thanks.
You're doing. And thank you to Senator.
Further discussion on the adoption motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the adoption.
I close.
Senator from the 15th has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192 as amended be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee substitute. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bills 176 and 192 with the Senate Committee substitute as adopted be perfected in order printed.
Senator from the 15th has moved that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill has been declared perfected and ordered printed.